57 years after the year zero came to pass, the winged goddess came to the city of Atlantis. Through the divine grace of the great leader, she came in search of sanctuary, searching for safe haven in an otherwise friendless city. But always in her heart, looking for a path back to the child of two worlds, her child.
Excuse me, can you help me? I'm looking for...
She walked the streets of the city by the sea.
I'm looking for the house of... Oh, never mind. Sorry to trouble you.
And thus the winged goddess searched, never knowing of what she might be seeking.
Oh, excuse me, please. I'm looking for... Oh, what's the use?
By and by, she came upon the house of a wise and venerable old man, an outsider much like her.
You there, young woman.
Sorry, do you mean me?
Well, can you see anybody else?
Young woman? Isn't that meant to flatter or insult me?
Neither. It's meant to tell you to get off your skinny behind and away from my home. So go on, be off with you.
But I'm looking for somebody. A house. Maybe you could help me. Then I'll be on my way, I promise.
Oh, yes?
His name's... Acanthus, I think. Is that right?
And why would you want that old fool?
Something about a job. He wants an assistant. Or something.
An assistant? Ha! Skivvy, more like. A fetcher and carrier, a bottle washer.
Not a fan, then?
Far from it. I'm Acanthus, child, if it wasn't blindingly obvious even to the simplest of children. And yes, you're right, I do.
Do what?
Need an assistant. As a job interview goes, child, this is not the most promising of starts. Who sent you?
That's the trouble. I can't really remember. Peter, is that you? Sky's no limit,
we'll go beyond. 3 months ago, a new name was assigned to it. We shall now refer to it as Atlantis.
Is that the spaceport?
Looks like it to me.
Blimey, you're a long way from home. The Bowl Nebula is way out that away, isn't it?
You know my species, miss.
Summerfield. Bernie Summerfield.
Oh, so you're the famous professor.
I'm not sure you should know that. Mr.
Excuse me, lady and gentle being. Could you strap in, please? We're starting to descend to the spaceport.
What the hell is...
Hold on tight. Something's happening.
I don't understand.
The spaceport? Where's the spaceport gone?
I don't believe it.
Oh, my God. Peter. Peter, I'm sorry. I'm... Peter! Peter? Oh, God, another bloody nightmare. Great. Oh, well, I might as well get up. Start the day as I mean to go on. Grouchily. I could murder a coffee. Still, been in Rome. Or any other classical civilization you'd care to name. Right then, let's get this day underway. Acanthus. Acanthus, time to get up now. Oi, wake up!
Well, there's no need to shout, child. I was having a very nice dream about Athena and the seven...
Don't need to know the details, thank you. Breakfast is ready.
And you finished all that copying I gave you?
Once I deciphered your dreadful handwriting, yes. Some of it wasn't even real words. I had to fill in the blanks.
Well, that's what I pay you for. You wash my clothes, I take it?
Yes.
And we have enough provisions for the evening meal?
Yes.
So, how are the memories?
Still fuzzy, I suppose. I just wish I could remember what happened after I left the spaceport. It's all a bit... Oh.
Spaceport?
Yeah, it's... Never mind.
Oh, the memory cheats us in all sorts of ways, child.
It's there. On the edge of my mind. And I remember fragments of... Oh, I don't know. It sounds ridiculous.
I'll be the judge of that, child. Go on.
All right. I was travelling in stasis to a planet called Zordon. That I do know. But I knew with all my heart that that planet was Earth, even from orbit. I'd recognise it anywhere, any time. But then I'm told that in the time it had taken us to voyage across the solar system, Zordon had been reassigned Atlantis. I mean, what? What does that even mean? I'm not even sure where I am temporally, let alone spatially. Then, after the spaceport, the first thing I can recall clearly is arriving outside your house. And I knew, just knew, you needed an assistant. It was almost as if somebody had planted it there, like this is where I was supposed to be all along.
Well, I'll admit you arrived at just the right time, that much is clear.
But even a few weeks on, it feels all wrong again. If I wanted to find my way back to the spaceport, not that I do, but if I did, I wouldn't have a clue.
You'll know the way back when the gods judge the time to be right.
Is that the kind of homespun twaddle you keep peddling to the masses?
It sells. Speaking of which, my public will undoubtedly be waiting. Are you ready?
Ready?
You've been cooped up in this hovel for far too long now. I think it's about time you saw a little more of the world beyond these walls, don't you?
And this is the capital city of the entire planet.
The city's coastal location granted it the power of trade with other continents. By the great leader's design, it became the dominant power of all Atlantis. And as the demand for trade increased, so did our docks.
Incredible. I can't wait to see it all.
Indeed. Just don't go poking about where you shouldn't.
I know, archaeology being banned and all that. No history before year zero. Blah, blah, blah.
You mock, but you would do well to remember it. Do you remember what else I told you?
Yes, keep my eyes lower to the ground in the presence of men. Don't speak unless spoken to. And above all, don't embarrass you. I never was one for rules.
Well, that's what worries me. Come along. The winged goddess gazed in wonder at the majestic sights before her as the old man led her through the markets of the city by the sea. Beyond them lay the docks, another world teeming with canals and tributaries where great ships sat, anchored, fat with cargo, ready to sail into the shimmering waves beyond. And standing proud above them, towering like a sentinel above the city and the seas, was the behemoth of the Bronze Mountain itself.
Oh, my.
Impressive, isn't it?
Well, I'll say. It's like something out of a history book. All those trappings of a Greco-Roman society. Beautiful. Perfect, in fact. But bizarre. Why have we stopped?
My dear, this is it. We're here.
Oh, right. So this is where you do your storytelling?
Yes, as you say. My storytelling. The market serves the city, the centre of all commerce. And with the docks so close, all sorts pass through here. The perfect spot.
I suppose that would make sense. Atlantis, the real Atlantis, I mean, was always said to be something of a seafaring nation.
Come along, find me a place to set up. The people await stories of the great passion and poetry from Acanthus the talesmith. Somewhere away from my competitors... There are always a few hacks bellowing around the market of an afternoon. I'll only show them up.
Okay. How about over there?
The winged goddess led the wise old talesmith through the crowds of the bustling marketplace.
That mountain's incredible, by the way. But you can see for miles up there.
I imagine it's why the king once built his palace there.
The what? Oh, yes! I can see it, I think. Wow. That's some pretty impressive architecture. Must have been a hell of a job.
A strong seat of power from which to govern was, I suspect, the king's preferred description.
Govern? So, what, you mean someone's up there? Is that where I find this mysterious great leader of yours?
Hush, child. The great leader is not to be spoken of with such openness.
Really? Funny, that.
The great leader is beyond the realm of mere mortals. That is where her tragic majesty, the queen, now rules in sorrow, looking down on the world that has become her responsibility.
Sounds like there's a story there.
People, people of Atlantis, gather round, for the talesmith has a tale to weave, a history to impart, in short, a story to tell. Ah, but a tale of such tragedy, too.
Here we go.
Many moons ago, it is said that the fair king, the fairest this nation has ever been blessed with, carved the great palace of stone from the bronze mountain itself with his bare hands. The sky was no limit in the trials he undertook, all to demonstrate his love for our beautiful queen. Day and night, he tore great chunks of rock from the mountain, hurling them into the oceans far below, shaping the palace as he went. He fashioned a magnificent home for him and his queen, and for years they ruled over the city with a fair hand. But then the king grew restless, yearning for further means and methods to prove his devotion. In defiance of the gods, who warn against such folly, he elected to undertake a voyage through the Pillars of Hercules and out into the further beyond.
Pillars of Hercules?
His queen begged him, pleaded with him not to go, but the king was resolute, and on a day not unlike the one today, he swept through the gates at the foot of the mountain and boarded the royal barge. The queen watched from her stronghold above as the ship sailed on and out through the Pillars of Hercules. And when she could no longer see the king's fair vessel, she fell to her knees and wept a stream of white-hot tears into the waters below. And since that day, the queen has never ventured beyond the great palace of stone, choosing instead to watch over his city, praying that someday, somehow, her true love might yet return to her. Some say that if you stand at the dockside by sunset and look up, up towards the palace, you may catch sight of her, looking out, still weeping those tears of sorrow. My thanks, good people. All donations gratefully received.
It's been a decent yarn, I'll give you that.
Yarn? Yarn? I assure you, every word I uttered was the truth.
Don't be daft. It's all based around myth and legend. That's the curious thing about all this. I could probably trace the origin and etymology of every word I just heard right back to a specific source from ancient mythology.
Bernie?
Take the Pillars of Hercules, for instance. They were just two hunks of rock that stood either side of the entrance to the Strait of Gibraltar. In Earth antiquity, say around 300 BC, some myths said that they were a portal to the further beyond. Or a warning, go no further beyond. Heck, even Plato wrote about them, placing Atlantis in front of the pillars.
Plato?
Miserable old git. Talked a lot of rubbish. You'd have liked him.
Charming.
But the point remains, I already know all this stuff. It's up here. I've studied it all long enough, for God's sake.
Bernice, keep your voice down. People are starting to stare.
Oh, let them!
Benny, really?
Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. Your talk of tragic rulers and angering the gods, it's shaken something loose, you know? Something...
Oh. Bernice, you've been with me for a few weeks now. I realize that that isn't much time in the grand scheme of things. But I've started to rely on you, both as an assistant and as a friend. Take it from one who understands these things. Don't get involved. Do not ask questions. Otherwise, before you know it, you might just be staring into the further beyond with a trident at your back.
You really are good at this stuff, aren't you? Got an agent? No, you're right. I don't care. Honestly, I don't. I should just keep my head down and earn enough money to buy myself passage away from this mental planet, wherever or whenever it is.
No more mysteries. No more adventure. It's really not my problem anymore. I just want to go home. Back to my son. That isn't too much to ask, is it?
I believe you, but thousands wouldn't.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Any time. Now then, I have a job to do. I'm also remarkably peckish, so why don't you go and buy me some olives or something?
Something it is.
And the winged goddess walked amongst the throng of citizens, marvelling at the breathtaking majesty of their great and noble city. She walked past merchants whose tables laboured beneath the plentiful produce. Bread and olives, fruit and honey, glistening fish freshly snared that morning. The bounty of the gods was truly great. And yet, as she neared the docks and the bays of that great city, doubts still weighed heavy on her mind.
This place really is beautiful. Shame that it makes no sense whatsoever. Blimey! Where did that come from? Feels like somebody's walked over my grave. What's that? Excuse me, can you tell me?
Get away from the docks! It's coming!
I'm sorry, but what's coming? Can somebody please tell me what's going on?
A dread calm fell heavy across the market and the docks as the city held its breath, waiting.
This can't be good.
Mighty and dread Kraken erupted from the calmness of the sea, its powerful rage shaking the very foundations of the city-state itself. The winged goddess looked in horror as the beast towered over all, its eyes blazing intense with passion and fury, before it thundered through the docks towards the mountain. Sighting of the beast we've had in many months. The Kraken attacks.
What? I'm sorry, but did you just say Kraken?
The beast surged through the water, smashing through the vessels moored there as though they were naught but children's toys. Brave sailors flung themselves into the briny depths to avoid the creature's powerful limbs. But few survived to speak of it.
Those ships don't stand a chance.
And neither will we if we don't flee this place, Bernice. Now.
I'm sorry, but no. Not when people are in danger.
The palace guard can deal with this. They always do.
As one, the gates at the foot of the mountain groaned apart, caving slowly inwards. And beyond those two grand portals, the guards of the Palace of Stone did bravely gather, surging forward to meet their foe in dreadful battle. And not one among their number ever faltered through service to their strong and sad queen.
This is insane.
So you keep saying. Now come on, there's nothing we can do, not a thing. Seriously, we need to go now.
Wait, over there.
What?
That little girl. She'll be killed. God!
With no thought to herself, the winged goddess flung herself into the fray. This was what she'd always done and always would, never flinching from her true path, whatever the trials placed before her. She ran on towards the child as the Kraken took another giant step, its rippling, muscled leg raised high.
I'm coming! Gotcha!
Looking up at the terrible creature that rose high above their heads, taller than 100 of our men, The winged goddess saw its emerald skin of leather pocked and scarred. She could sense the power within this creature. Not a power for destruction, but a longing. The creature smashed a clawed and mighty foot onto the quay, pummeling that same stone walkway where, mere seconds before, the winged goddess had pulled the child away.
Oh, bloody hell, that was close.
Thank the great leader. I thought that you might...
So did I. Pure blind luck.
Or stupidity. It's a fine line. Come on, we ought to find this little one's mother.
What's it doing?
Going for the palace, it seems.
It's got a long climb. And those guards, they actually seem to be having an effect.
Go on, lads!
Poor thing doesn't look happy.
Poor thing? You have seen it, haven't you?
You know what I mean. Watch out, here it comes again.
City endured, as it always does. The Queen has kept us safe once more.
It just turned tail and went back to sea. And it was a kraken. A bloody great kraken.
You found the little girl's mother.
Yes, a stall owner recognised her, pointed me in the right direction. All sorted.
I'm pleased, at least on that aspect. That was a remarkably foolhardy thing you did back there, young lady.
Some people would tell you that's all I ever do, Acanthus. And stop calling me young lady or child.
Compared to an old goat like me, you are a child.
Even so. Everything seems to have returned to normal fairly quickly.
It always does. I can't remember how many kraken attacks the guards have repelled in the last few years.
You mean it's a regular occurrence?
Oh, every few months or so, certainly.
Okay. So that would explain why nobody seems that fussed by the fact that the docks and market were just attacked by a fictional creature.
All this talk of fictional creatures, all your myths and legends, it's dangerous, Bernice.
Perhaps, but why? I can't stop thinking this is all still so wrong in Earth mythology.
Oh, here we go again. Earth this, Earth that.
In Earth mythology, Acanthus, a kraken was classically depicted as some sort of gargantuan squid, which our friend today clearly wasn't. Two legs, two arms, I judge about, what, 500 feet or so?
What are you saying?
No. It's there, just right on the edge of my mind, and there's something else that doesn't add up, too.
Oh?
Only I'm not sure what.
Ah.
But that kraken, or whatever it was, well, it just gave up without much of a fight. That thing could have swept aside those guards like so many toy soldiers, and it just buggered off again.
The Queen's guards are highly trained. They've been preparing for years. The creature was bested by superior force. That's all there is to it.
A few arrows and tridents against that thick hide. I don't buy it.
What's all this about, Bernice?
Honestly, right now, it's about me and what I'm doing here. Why am I the only one who doesn't get it? Krakens, tragic queens in carved stone palaces, kings and quests, nobody bats an eyelid. You'll be telling me that you have minotaurs here next. I sort of set myself up for this one, didn't I? Oh, I've never seen anything like this, and believe me, I've seen a lot.
There's more in this life and beyond than you or I can ever know, Bernice. but there is nothing in this arena save a commonplace minotaur.
A commonplace minotaur? There's a first. You have no idea how weird this arena is.
If I could see through your eyes, then perhaps I might, but I'm afraid your plight is as alien to me as our fair city apparently is to you.
It means a lot that you're trying, though, believe me. You're the only thing that makes any kind of sense around here. Sometimes.
Some would say it's a very long time since I made any sense at all. Now come, child, I grow hungry. I think it's time you escorted this old man home.
It would be my pleasure, Acanthus.
As the heat of the day gave way to the coolness of the night, the winged goddess found herself once more at the side of the docks, her thoughts a maze of confusion.
Ahoy there!
Oh, ahoy!
You all right over there?
Yes, thank you. All, ship-shape here, Nahati. Just out for a stroll. Sea air helps me think, you know.
Ah, yes. I know. This place confuses you, doesn't it, Benny? It's been a long time since anyone's called you that, hasn't it, Benice? Sorry, Professor Summerfield.
Who are you?
I'm sorry, I can't quite hear you. Anyway, mustache, places to be, bigger fish to fry, you know how it is. But perhaps we'll meet again, one day. I'd like that, wouldn't you? Or rather, perhaps we'll meet again. It's getting quite old now, don't you think?
What's that supposed to mean?
Oops, raised anchor a little too early there. Off I go, goodbye. Oh, and mind yourself, won't you? Strolling about like that without a care in the world? Night's not a time for a pretty little thing like you to be walking the streets alone. Though I know how much you relish the darkness. Goodbye, Professor Summerfield. You'll work it all out soon enough, I'm sure.
Okay, that was weird.
Perhaps Acanthus is right. Maybe I shouldn't start poking my nose in. Not when there are people ready and waiting to cut it off. Oh, Benny, what are you going to do?
And so, shaken by her encounter, the winged goddess looked out far into the night, across the docks and the market, out to the Bronze Mountain, and higher still, up to where the great palace of stone nestled, and where a light shone out from neath the gloom.
Are you up there, Your Majesty? Up there in your great carved palace, looking down upon your city, weeping your sad tears? Mind if I join you?
Bernice? Where are you, child? Bernice! Where's my breakfast, Bernice? I'll be having words with that girl, forcing an old man to get his own breakfast. Great thinkers need...
Morning!
And where have you been?
Good morning to you, too.
Rope? Where did you get all that?
Didn't anyone tell you all the nice girls love a sailor? Ah!
Should I even begin to ask what you might have in there?
Probably not.
What are you up to, girl?
Lots. But you'll only try and stop me, so best you don't know.
Oh, sounds complicated. Dangerous. You could at least make me breakfast first.
Sit down, I'll get the bread.
Well?
Well what?
You know what. All this.
I just can't leave it alone. I know I should, but I can't, and I won't. I have to know what's happening here. It's just not...
Right? No. So you keep saying. The line between right and wrong is the finest a man... I'm sorry, a woman, can walk.
I thought I could ignore it. Keep my head down. But that's never been Bernie Summerfield style. Probably never will be.
I'm almost afraid to ask what you're going to do.
I'm off to see the Queen.
You're what?
You heard.
But she hasn't been seen for years. She's just, you're so keen on telling me, my girl, a myth, a legend, a story.
I know, and that's why I'm going.
Everything I've seen in the last few days, all these fantastic creatures, it all centres on that palace, I'm sure of it. And myth or no myth, I want answers, and I reckon that's where I'll find them. Don't you?
But how? I mean, really, you can't exactly wander up and knock on the gates.
What do you think all this stuff's for? I'm going in the tradesman's entrance.
You're going to climb the Bronze Mountain?
I've climbed and dragged myself through riskier things than this, and even if I say so myself, I am good.
Good at getting yourself killed, you mean?
Well, I... No!
Know this now. I want no part of this.
And I'm not asking you to. Hey, I'm coming back. I promise. Who else is going to look after you if I don't?
I don't need you, Bernice.
No? Right. Fine. I suppose I should make a start. It's a fair old hike. So, this is it then, is it? Really? Whatever. I will be back, though, Acanthus. Whether you want me back or not, I'm not just going to leave you.
Idiot.
Nicely done, Benny. Your only friend in this big, bad, mad old world, and you've blown it.
If you're expecting an apology, don't bother.
Right.
And stop standing there like a confused hippocampus. I thought we were in a hurry.
Oh, yes, right.
And so the winged goddess set out on her own great quest into the further beyond, in the company of her wise old friend. The sun beating down from the heavens upon their backs, they walked for many miles, high into the hills above the city. And soon they came upon a green and verdant valley, where the old man commanded the winged goddess to stop. And it was there, as he instructed, that they waited.
Acanthus? Oh, Acanthus, are you all right?
Speaking or silent, the mind is always alert, Bernice.
Right.
I'm listening to the air and to the ground.
Yeah, of course you are. And don't get me wrong, I'm as up for yomping across the foothills in blazing sunshine and trading philosophical bon-mots with you as any girl, but I do need to get a move on.
Patience is clearly a virtue that has passed you by, my girl.
Perhaps it is. What are we doing here?
All good things. Ah! There they are!
They're what are?
Some good things. Listen.
I can't hear a... Wait. Yes. What the hell is that?
I knew if we waited long enough. Look, look over there.
And now I've seen everything.
The plains around the hills are well known as grazing grounds for the Pegasi. They're common across much of Atlantis. Come on.
Flying horses. Common. Of course, should have known.
You sound surprised.
Well, I am a bit.
It's really quite simple.
Oh! No, I think I get it. Rather than me risking life and limb scaling the side of a mountain, you'd rather I risk life and limb flying up the side of said mountain on a winged horse, am I right?
I want to even up the odds of you coming back alive, Bernice. One of these beautiful creatures will provide a sturdy mount for even this most foolhardy of enterprises.
Assuming I stay on it. Never really got on with horses. The ones that stick firmly to terra firma, that is.
Well, that one looks friendly enough. There now. That's right. Nothing to worry about here. Nothing at all. There now. Wasn't so bad, was it?
Storyteller and recreational horse whisperer, you're incredible.
I know. Now come over here and make friends.
If you're sure. Hello there. Oh, aren't you magnificent, eh? That's right.
My name's...
You see what I mean?
I can see this is going to take some time. Nice and gently. On three, I'll give you a leg up.
My dignity has taken some knocks over the years, but this really takes the biscuit.
One, two, three.
Ow.
Bernice, are you hurt?
Only my pride. And my bum.
Ready?
No.
One, two, three. Are you on?
Yes. No. Okay, this is the one. Eighth time lucky.
Well, I hope so. My back can't take much more of this. One, two, three.
We did it!
Bernice?
Yes?
You're facing the wrong way.
Oh. Sugar lump, anyone? Last chance. I will not be beaten.
They say you can take a horse to the water,
but... Don't even go there, Acanthus. This was your idea, remember? Ready?
One, two, three.
Oh, no, you don't. This time I'm staying.
I think he likes you.
Oh, you know, this isn't so bad. I could probably get used to...
Whatever you do, hold on! Oh, never mind, she'll work it out.
Where are the brakes on this thing? Oh, Pete, I don't think I'm quite ready for that! Oh, my God!
And so she finally spread her wings and took to the air. The earth falling away below as she ascended and rose to take her rightful place among the gods.
This is amazing!
See, I knew you could do it. One day, perhaps, you'll have as much faith in yourself as others do.
Oh, thank you.
What's that for?
Just for being brilliant and, well, for just being you. That was amazing.
I see you've made a friend.
I think we have an understanding, don't we? Come with me.
What?
I don't know if I can do this alone. I'd like you to be there with me.
Don't be ridiculous, child. You don't need an old man like me tagging along for the ride. I don't do adventure.
Please. Plenty of these flying horses. You've clearly got the knack.
Bernice, listen to me. This is something you must do alone. The answers that lie at the end of this journey are yours and yours alone. Tomorrow, I will be back in the market, peddling my barely listened to ramblings. That's my place.
And this is mine?
You will know your place when you find it, child. Of that, we can be certain.
Nicely evasive.
Therein lies my talent.
Well, then, I'm not sure what to say.
The sun is well past its zenith. You'd best be going.
Right. Yes. I'll be back for supper. Thank you.
Wait, before you go...
That didn't take much persuasion.
No, I'm not coming with you.
Oh.
But here, take this parchment, keep it with you for luck.
Ooh, you know how to impress a girl, don't you?
I mean it. Keep it safe.
Okay. Are you all right?
I'm fine, really.
If you say so. Give me a lift up?
Of course. Farewell, my child.
As the winged goddess took flight, soaring above the city that was known as the Jewel of Atlantis, a lonely soul waited atop the mountain. She'd been so alone for so long, days and nights no longer held any meaning. The only thing that marked the passing of time was the pouring of yet another goblet of wine.
Should I have food brought, Highness?
No, Captain. This will suffice. For now. You may leave.
As your lady wishes.
Captain?
Highness?
Does the guard stand ready?
As always, Highness. We are here to serve, whatever your command.
And for that I am truly thankful. But your release may come sooner than you think, Captain.
Highness, I do not understand.
Oh, my Captain, so brave, so fearless. But for now, just leave me.
Very well, Highness.
With the pleasing stupor of the grape cooling the blood along her veins, the Queen did as she did every night, and looked out from her great palace of stone, out towards her city and the sea.
Oh, my love, can you hear me on the wind? Can you hear me weeping long into the night? Night after never-ending night, just waiting for your return? Will you not come to me one last time?
Well done. Good boy.
Greetings.
This is the bit where I should have thought through my opening gambit a bit more, isn't it?
Hello. You are welcome to this most wretched of palaces, my lady.
Forgive me for saying, but you don't seem surprised to see a strange woman land on your balcony on a flying horse.
I knew the winged goddess would come to me this night. Poseidon has sent his messenger from further beyond the sea at last.
Oh. Right. I'm sorry, but you don't have any hay, do you?
And this most tragic of queens offered the winged goddess all the hospitality that her palace had to offer. She had bread, cheese, honey and fruit brought in, the finest of wines, on which the winged goddess slaked her thirst most agreeably. And serenely did the queen look upon the winged goddess, and calmly awaited her just retribution.
My king journeyed into the further beyond against the wishes of the gods. Poseidon was angered and took his vengeance against my beloved, and now he has sent his messenger to extend his wrath to my mortal soul.
Look, nobody sent me. I'm no messenger of Poseidon, and I'm definitely not a goddess.
Then why do you come here?
Oh, if I could answer that. Honestly, I don't know what I'm doing here. Doing what I always do, I suppose. Taking a punt on gut instinct. And any minute, getting slapped right back to earth with a bump.
The words of the gods are truly strange.
I heard your story from a friend of mine. A good friend. He told me how you hadn't left this palace since your husband embarked on his quest. How you had vowed to defend the city until his return.
As any queen would in the absence of her king.
Maybe, and fair play to you. Sisters doing it for themselves and all that, but something doesn't ring true.
You mock my plight.
No, not at all. But when Acanthus span me the tale, it sounded just that. A tale. A story.
All stories must, by their very nature, have some basis in the truth.
Very eloquent, Your Highness. And I don't dispute that it's all true. Every word. You're here, the tragic queen in a carved stone palace, crying into the night, defending a people from the attack of the mighty Kraken?
The Kraken never strays far from the shores of Atlantis.
So I'm told. But why is that, I wonder?
The Kraken is a vicious beast, messenger of Poseidon. Reason plays no part in its attacks.
Look, can we lose the messenger of Poseidon thing? My name's Benny.
As you wish.
And forgive me for saying, but that Kraken didn't look particularly vicious to me. If anything, it looked a bit... well, sad.
The Kraken is a blight on our city, and I must do all I can to protect my people from it.
The queen railed at the winged goddess, her rage overflowing as wine from an overfilled goblet. The goddess listened in silence, allowing the queen's great anger to blaze and burn and flare, until once more it cooled to glowing embers in her heart.
Forgive me. The years of loneliness have taken their toll on my soul, and I am ashamed to stand before you unworthy as I am.
Tell me about your husband, the king.
He was the finest man I had ever seen when first we met. He seemed as tall as this very mountain, as powerful as 20 giants, and with the quick wit of Chiron.
And did he really carve this palace out of the stone with his bare hands?
Of course not. This palace was built by 300 city labourers and craftsmen over many, many years. My king was but one man, he was not a god.
And that, Your Highness, is a perfect example of how myths and legends are formed. An embellishment here, an exaggeration there, as the story is told from person to person, and bam! Within just a few years, your husband takes on a quality that transcends the truth.
But some things remain true, no matter how the story's told. I gave my heart to him, and in return he gave his love and this palace to me, all in the sight of the great Poseidon, who has watched over Atlantis and its people since year zero.
Ah, and there we have it. The infamous year zero. I wondered when someone might mention it. And that's why none of this makes any sense at all, for a start. This was supposed to be a planet called Zordon. And after 3 years in stasis, which would make this, by your calendar, year 57? I arrive, and it's been reassigned as Atlantis.
As would have been decreed by our great leader.
Who, conveniently, nobody can tell me anything about, because nobody actually knows anything about him. Stop getting bogged down in details. What we have here is a rich and prosperous civilization with a long and magnificent history. A world with all the Greco-Roman trappings of myth and culture, but one that's limited to 57 years of history. Anything before that is struck completely from the record. Vetoed, outlawed, whatever you like to call it. And as an archaeologist, that makes me feel like a superhero who's had all their powers revoked. Oh, I'm sorry. I must sound like some sort of mad woman.
No madder than I, I'm certain.
Thanks. I think. So, this king of yours, what was his quest, exactly?
The tragic queen told the winged goddess about how happy they had been in their palace of stone, and how they'd ruled over their city under Poseidon's protective gaze. The people loved them, and they loved the people, but then, as all men must do, the king grew restless.
Happiness and love was not enough for my king. He sought new ways to prove himself, not just to me, but to the people and the gods. But as bullish as a minotaur itself, he could not see that in all things he had already pleased me, the people and the gods. He need do no more.
As meant for you, and all the ones I've known anyway.
I would find him late at night on this very balcony, looking out to sea through the pillars of Hercules and out into the further beyond. And when his eyes looked into mine, I still saw love, but also something more, a need that I knew I could never fulfill.
So he basically buggered off and left you to it.
I think I understand your words. He vowed to sail out beyond the sea, to seek out the gods and ask how he could prove himself yet more. And on that morning, when he belted sword to his side and trident at his back, a storm raged across all of Atlantis. Poseidon let slip his rage across our world.
But he still went.
I begged him not to leave me, to stand here by my side. But as angry as the storm, he cast me aside, leaving our great palace one final time and boarded the ship that would take him out into the further beyond.
As the rain lashed against the Bronze Mountain, suspended neath clouds of black, the queen looked down from the balcony, weeping for her king. She watched as his mighty ship set sail from the harbor, vanishing into the distance, soon to be lost to the further beyond. And every night from that day forth, the queen had stood and wept on that same balcony, weeping those very same burning tears, night after night.
That's quite a story, Your Highness.
And every word the truth.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And that's what makes this all the more incredible, that it is true.
Again, your words confuse me.
It's all right. I confuse myself all the time.
often does the Kraken attack, Your Highness?
Every few months, the beast attacks Atlantis. And always my guards beat it back.
They must be very good.
They are the finest.
They'd have to be. Have you seen the size of that thing?
Indeed. Many times have I gazed down upon that vilest of creatures.
Your men might be good, Your Highness, but they're not that good. A creature that size and that strong could sweep the mortar site in a single blow. Yet every time, so my friend Acanthus tells me, the Kraken slopes off without a fight. You think it might have got the message by now, don't you?
The Kraken is a dumb creature driven by rage alone.
Not sure about that.
It is the wrath of Poseidon punishing me, just as in the further beyond he punishes my king.
What was that?
And from far away, the Kraken's lament wailed across the tides, reaching the evening streets of the city beneath the mountain. Citizens ran for their homes. They shuttered their windows and hugged their children. But they had faith, as they always had faith, that their queen, the queen that nobody had seen for many moons, would keep them safe from harm, just as she always had.
Highness, the Kraken attacks. The guards stand ready and awaiting your command.
Captain, the order is...
No, wait!
You dare to?
Highness, who is this woman?
I'm sorry, but please, just listen to me.
The Kraken comes, Highness.
Let it.
What?
Your Highness, look at me.
I
have a theory. Stand down, your guards. Allow the Kraken to approach. Just this once.
Are you mad? The city will be destroyed. The people...
I don't think it will. And I think you know that, too. Isn't that right, Your Highness?
Please... Don't make me...
That thing has no interest in the city, does it? Atlantis is just getting in the way. What it really wants is here. The mountain. The palace.
No! I cannot...
Highness, you must do something.
No! Listen to me. Do nothing. Break the cycle.
The Queen had no words as she faced her bravest captain of the guard and the madwoman there beside him. The winged messenger of the gods. She looked from one to the other, salt tears hot within her eyes. And then she spoke.
Captain, stand down the guard.
But Highness...
Let the beast advance.
And the beast did come, the mighty Kraken powering through the spray towards the famous city by the sea. On and on it came, erupting from the ocean, to stand once more before the palace and its queen. It met with no resistance. The warning bells were silenced. No arrow nor trident was sent to pierce its thickened hide. And thus... The beast walked free, the city safe from harm.
He comes.
And your city is safe. This isn't an attack.
Then what is it?
I don't know yet, but we'll find out soon enough. I hope. Steady, steady boy. It's okay.
As the Kraken reached the foot of the Bronze Mountain, it paused to look to the sky towards the great palace of stone above. And then it began to climb.
This is madness! Highness, we must leave now!
What says the messenger of Poseidon?
That's not my choice to make. I can only advise. But I think you know what you have to do.
You would have me face this?
I can't make you do anything, Your Highness. You're the bloody queen. If you wanted to, you could just turn away right now, leave this city and go wherever you please. But the cycle would only continue.
The gods are perhaps wiser than I knew.
Well, just hold on. Here it comes.
The Kraken hauled its bulk towards the heavens, hand over hand, scaling the Bronze Mountain. rocks tumbled down into the sea below, just as they had when that city's fairest king had carved the great palace of stone with his bare hands. And when the terrible Kraken peered into the throne room of that palace, its eyes brimmed with a deep and terrible song.
Well, this is nice.
I cannot look upon it.
You know you must.
Please.
Your Highness, this is not a creature looking to destroy or kill. This is a creature searching for something it lost. I can see it in its eyes. I know, because I'm searching for something too. Something dear, something cherished. The one thing that I love more than life itself.
How can you know this? Know the truth that has haunted me these past years?
I didn't know, not really. But, well, I've heard a great many stories. Your Highness, it's time.
I cannot look.
But you must. I know what it's like to face the thing you fear the most, but in the end, it really is the only way. Turn and look into the Kraken's eyes.
The queen did as the winged goddess bid her. Weeping, she turned and gazed into the eyes of the creature that had tormented her city and her soul for so many years. And the creature gazed right back at her. There was no malice or anger in its eyes, just love. And with the gentleness of the gentlest lover, the Kraken reached out a single giant finger and caressed the queen's porcelain cheek.
My king! My love!
I knew there was more to the Kraken's attacks than just blind instinct. This wasn't just a story about some lonely queen waiting for her king to return. The king transformed into a Kraken and has been wanting to come home to his love. To you, Your Highness. And I don't know how or why, not yet, but somehow it all fits in with this impossible place.
In my heart, I have always known, but I could never face the truth. I knew my king had been taken from me, his soul ripped apart into this creature.
Then why attack him? Why keep sending your guards against him time and again if you knew?
It was easier to deny the truth, to wallow in despair and loneliness than to summon the courage to look into these eyes.
But you...
Because I knew I could never love him. It. That creature, just as I cannot love him now. My love, forgive me for what I must do.
And so, with heavy heart, the queen of that great palace of stone turned her back on the creature that had once been her king, never to look upon him again.
Captain, give the order to attack. Drive it away, forever.
Highness, fire!
No! Wait! Your Highness, this is not the way!
The Kraken, spurned by his love, sounded a final, sickening lament that was heard for many leagues. The Queen could not watch as her soldiers fired arrow after arrow at that most wretched and vile of creatures. But angered, and with the strength of the gods themselves, the Kraken smashed down upon the palace with a mighty fist. Oh,
Your Highness! Call your men up now, or they'll be killed!
It is the only way!
Yes, I think you're right. Time to be airborne. One, two, up!
The queen is hurt!
In the wrath of her once great king, the queen was swept aside and left hanging over that very same ocean that she had looked down upon every day since her love was taken from her. And all around, the palace that had been built to cement their love was destroyed by the man who, in another life, had built it.
Keep firing, please!
Come and get you! Come on!
coming! Please! Just a few inches more! It doesn't have to be like this!
Yes, it does! Farewell, my love!
The winged goddess could only watch from her steed as both the tragic queen and the wretched Kraken fell from the palace of stone far, far below. Together, their bodies vanished into the darkness of the seas, reunited once again in the further beyond.
Whoa! Whoa. Well done. Good boy. I'm sorry for putting you through all that. You know, I think Peter would have liked you. Off you go. Right then.
And so the winged goddess, heavy of heart, made her way back to the city by the sea. She paused upon the dockside, looking out across the ships and the harbour, back across the waters to the towering mountain of bronze. It stood there as a silent sentinel, looming above Atlantis. But of the once great palace of stone, there was nothing.
Like it was never there.
And so at last the winged goddess returned to the one place in all the world that she had come to think of as home.
What? Hold on a minute. That can't be right.
Excuse me, you'll probably think I'm mad, but there was a house here this morning. And an old man, Acanthus. Don't suppose you could tell me where he is?
I've lived here for years and there's never been a house there.
But it was. It was right here, I'm sure of it. What about Acanthus? Talesmith? Old?
I'm sorry, I can't help you, really. I've never heard of him.
Wait! Please! He wouldn't have just left. He was here. I know it was.
But like the great palace of stone before, of the house and the old man, there was no sign.
Oh, Acanthus, where have you gone? You can't just abandon me like this.
No, I'm not coming with you. But here, take this parchment, keep it with you for luck.
What does this mean? The sky's no limit.
The woman was now friendless in a strange and other world. A world that was yet to surrender its darkest secrets unto her. But a fire had been lit in her heart. A fire that would burn into the darkest places, bringing light to those around her. She would risk bringing the wrath of the gods down upon her very head, dreaming she might sprout wings and take flight to soar high into the skies and out into the further beyond.